This is Patty Vasquez on 720 WGN. And many of you know that my son Declan has autism. April has been Autism Awareness Month. And it's always weird when I hear that now. I mean, before I had Declan, you know, I would see all the commercials and see the T-shirts and the puzzle pieces and go, oh, yeah, that's it. You know, that must be scary and sad. And, you know, things change and you go from being the mom that you want to be to being the mom that you need to be when you find out your child has special needs. You know, you see all the numbers that it's 1 in 68, maybe 1 in 50 for boys, and those are just numbers. I can't say statistics. I have on the line with me, I think it's hard, Scott, sometimes, isn't it? I have Scott Long on the line with me. I can't say stats. How about stats? Should I say it that way?
I was just going to say, go with stats. I really like that. That's all the cool people are calling it now. So just say stats. There you go.
Yeah, the stats. Scott has a daughter named Maddie, and you have two daughters. Is that correct?
That is true. I have my daughter, Maddie, who is 10, and she's on the autism spectrum. Then at 40 years old, through the magic of in vitro fertilization, they announced that I would have twins.
What?
Yeah, that's way too old, Patty. I mean, 40 years old I call them the Dallas Cowboys because they're good individually, but they suck as a team. That's the Cowboys that I call my twins. But yeah, my daughter Maddie is 10, and she is on the spectrum too. And I always say autism spectrum, and I say that because it's such a wide spectrum. I mean, of kids. I mean,
oh, yeah.
The differences between. I mean, sometimes I feel like Asperger syndrome, which a lot of people kind of know about, and people that run corporations have Asperger. And I sometimes feel like it's unfair. A friend of mine named Matt McClowry is a comedian, very funny guy, and he's on the Asperger, you know, part of autism, and he has so much in common with me,
right?
Much more than he does with my daughter. But they both are on the autism spectrum. So it kind of complicates it, as you said, for a lot of people because, you know, I didn't know anything about autism before. It always comes down to, you know, even a decade ago, we said autism. Most people said, oh, like Rain Man.
Oh, I know. When people ask me, like, what is he good at? I'm like, he's really good at being Declan, you know?
That's the perfect answer.
It is. Is he good at math? Is he know music? I'm like, you know, what are you looking for? Because like you said, every child behaves differently. I get tongue-tied sometimes when people say, you know, that their child is high-functioning because the opposite of that is low-functioning. And Declan would be considered low-functioning. Declan is nonverbal. You know, they just did one of those psychological exams at his school, and they said he's somewhere between a 1- and a 2-year-old. And that's not quantitative or qualitative. You know, that's the kind of thing you go, well, what am I supposed to do with that information? Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to describe, but, you know, having twins that are 5 years younger, it kind of helped me kind of have a feel for, okay, where is she developmentally? Because, you know, she's making progress just like her brother and sister, but it's not the same curve.
Right. Oh, no. You know?
And I tell this story because I take Maddie with me everywhere, and Maddie's verbal. But, you know, developmentally, she's like a 3.5 or 4-year-old, even though she's this beautiful, tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed 10-year-old girl who looks like she's 13 because she's very tall. So I took her to Abercrombie and Fitch, and I'm too old to be there, first off. I should say that.
No one belongs there.
In there, and I'm in the dressing room, and I have to bring her in with me because you never know what Maddie's going to do.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm trying on this shirt that, you know, said extra large but fits like a medium. That seems to be, you know, kind of their size chart.
That's all they got.
It really is. So I'm like, hey, honey, hang out in the dressing room for a minute. I'm going to go around the corner and see how this looks in the mirror. I'm not gone 5 seconds. Streaker comes flying by. It's Maddie just wearing her underpants racing through the store.
Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, in the current climate we live in, it's really frowned upon for a middle-aged dude to try to chase down a half-naked 10-year-old girl in public.
Right.
So this is what, as a parent of a child, I always tell with any kind of developmental disability, you got to be like 10 steps ahead, like you're a chess champ.
Yes.
And I wasn't. And I had to make a split-second decision, and my decision that day was, hey, she's having a good time, let her wear herself out.
Okay.
And that was the best decision I ever made because it was really magical. All these people that were hating life, they're in the mall, they hear this way too loud techno music of Abercrombie and Fitch, started laughing, but not at her. They were laughing with her. They kind of felt her joy. And except for one dude, the Mr. Abercrombie, working behind the counter, and, you know, he comes up to me and kind of gets in my face. And, you know, I don't remember what his name was, but I think it was Topher.
Of course it was.
Yeah, and I'm like, listen, dude, you got six-pack abs. I know you're supposed to scare me, but angry dad with an attitude will beat your ass.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the day I became like a great dad, because really most of the time I'm just struggling to be a good dad. You got twins and a child with some kind of special needs. You're not going to be great all the time.
No, you can have your moments. That's how I feel. I know there are parents out there that are doing a better job than me, but I also know I'm doing a better job than other parents. So I'm happy in the middle there.
Yeah, you just got to feel like, hey, I'm doing a little better than probably average on the curve.
Yeah, and you actually have to tell yourself you're doing a good job. That's what's so hard about it, especially when you're in the thick of it, when you're trying to get through things. And that's the thing I wanted to talk to you about tonight was the videos that you have been sharing with people about what it's like with Maddie.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
Well, thank you. You know, they really kind of taken off. I have this website called itsanautismthing.com, and the thing came from, you know, how they used to have those T-shirts, it's a black thing, you can't understand or you don't understand. I'm white, so I don't even know what it exactly said. I didn't understand. But my idea was, it's an autism thing, let me help you understand. Now, I can't truly explain it all, but the goal was, hey, there's public service ads, and there's all this and that. Well, I'm this smart-mouth comic, and I'm kind of an in-your-face comic. I thought, well, this would be interesting for people to look at it from a different angle. So I started doing the site, and I thought, okay, every Monday is Maddie's favorite day of the week. And you might think, Monday? Why? Mm-hmm. Because school starts. And there's a schedule.
Right. There's a routine to it. Right.
And there's a routine. And that is so important to kids on the spectrum. That almost universally is the case.
Yes.
Because the world doesn't make sense to them a lot of the time. So all of a sudden, if you can keep them on a schedule, that really helps them. So Maddie loves Monday morning. Scott does not love Monday morning.
Poor Scott. Poor daddy.
I thought, okay, let's do videos. And Maddie loves them, and of course, this has become part of her schedule, and she will get very upset if the Monday videos don't happen. So we try to take on a different topic. We show videos of different things, and a lot of people now have gotten to the point where they're like, I don't like Mondays, but not like the Boomtown Rats, but, you know, it's one of these deals where, hey, those videos kind of pick me up.
Right.
There's this girl with this bright smile, and you know, you might understand most of what she says, and just like any other parent with a child that has communication issues, you kind of understand her language a lot better than the average person. But I just kind of wanted to show, here's one person on the spectrum, here's a family that has this child, and I try to show a lot of the sides of her as much as I can. So that's kind of where it came from. And, you know, it's really kind of taken off. And I know that, well, actually, what's really interesting is it's being shown in classrooms now.
Whoa. Look at that comedian Scott Long. He's being educational and helping kids. That's amazing.
Oh, this. Marquette University, a couple of professors came to the club in Milwaukee and saw me headlining there, and they were and I tell my story about my daughter on the spectrum, and I talk about the R word. I mean, it's a real different show than probably most stand-ups, okay?
Right.
So they started showing those videos in their philosophy class every, like, I guess on Tuesdays, because, you know, they're shot on Monday, and I'm going to speak at Marquette University. Now, that'd be so weird, you know, I have to do it at 8 in the morning, so you can imagine I'll really be really funny and great. All comedians are very good at 8 in the morning.
Right.
But, yeah, so,
right.
you just never know where things are going to take off with this stuff. But
what's smart about the philosophy department is it because of the conversations you have with her? Because it's kind of like, you know, the logic of somebody whose brain is wired a little differently. I can see them wanting to examine that.
It really is, and that's kind of it. I don't know. I just to give you a little personal about who I am, I'm very happy to say that I never made fun of anybody that had any kind of disability, because my rule of comedy always has been, if you can defend yourself, I'm going to take a swing. But if you can't, I've never even seen the sport of it. And thank God to me that I've been that way, because I would feel like the biggest creep in the world after having what happened with Maddie. But having said that, I can be a junior Don Rickles to anybody else that's typically developing in their person. But Maddie's made me a better person on that level.
Oh, I agree. Sure. That's how I feel about being Declan's mom, too, is I found my best self being his mom.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not every moment. We both know that.
No.
You know, and people will maybe say a blanket phrase like, you make jokes about your kids, but I bet you can't imagine a life without them. Oh, try me. Some days that's all I can hold on to. But, you know, then I become who I know I have to be and who I'm most comfortable in is. And that's number one, you know, this person that so much depends on me. So, yeah, philosophy-wise, I'm not a big philosophy fan ever before, and I could never have been a Buddhist or anything. But I kind of feel like it's been my own little version of Buddhism where it's centered me, it's grounded me, it's helped me better understand what is important in life and what isn't. And so I didn't mean to get metaphysical.
No, but I said, I was listening to a conversation with you and Maddie, and I mean, because you have to work with her logic and you're trying to work out your logic and figure out, you know, have that conversation, there's a lot of philosophy in there. Like, why did you do that? Why, you know, what did you say? And you're walking her through it. And the way she responds, it is great to see a child who is on the spectrum try to explain themselves and really does a great job of explaining herself. And it's wonderful to watch. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, all I could tell people is take a look at the site once. It's hard not to fall in love with the girl. I know she's my daughter, but she's just really she's kind of funny, and she's kind of known as the class clown of her room in her own way. So of my three kids, she's the most like me. And I always tell people, it's like, oh, well, if your kid has some kind of disability, they're probably not like their parents. Well, that's not true.
No.
I mean, she has traits like both of us. Like she's like my wife. She demands a schedule, and if that schedule's not met, she's a total B, just like my wife.
Right.
You know? Especially at me, who doesn't like schedules. But then she's like me because she loves to do and say inappropriate stuff at all times, just like the Abercrombie. Well, that's how I've made my living.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess I just try to say, you know, it's kind of crazy how these things work. And I'm not a person that believes everything happens for a reason. But in regards to this,
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Overall, it's been a good reason for me.
I agree. I'm the same way. You know, whenever. And then the other thing is, people say God only gives special parents children with special needs. That's one of those things where people get mad at me when I say, look, they go, oh, no, I'm just trying to make you feel better. And I tell them, no, you're trying to make yourself feel better. When you say that to me, I hear better you than me.
And true.
I know. See, you and I, you were saying, you sent me an email saying it's like we've been living parallel lives because we haven't seen each other in like 7 or 8 years and our lives.
I've met you one time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how the world, in our business, you know, as stand-up comics. And I think we kind of, we probably were starting headline around the same time,
right.
All these things. So you just don't run into certain people. You'd think, oh, we know everybody.
Mm. Yeah, unless so to parents really. who have children on the spectrum. Scott, you know what I want to do? If I could talk to you again like in the next couple weeks, because, you know, April is Autism Awareness Month, but you and I, you know, people say it affects 1 in 68 or 1 in 50. For you and I, it affects our household 100%, and I'd like to talk to you about it more, if that would be cool.
That would be great. Thank you for having me on.
It's an autism thing.com, right?
That is the truth, yes.
Yes.
That is where I'm at in regards to my autism stuff. And if you go to Scott Comedy on Twitter, you can follow me and hear me say inappropriate things about the world.
And that's how I am, too, because we get to. Just because we're special needs parents doesn't mean we can't say inappropriate things. Scott, you have a great night, and we're going to talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Patty.
Thank you. Have a good night. That's Scott Long. We'll be right back after this. This is Patty Vasquez, and I'm so happy to be home. I was in Erie, Pennsylvania, and upon my arrival, though, I do a radio station there every Tuesday morning. I do a segment called The Lipstick Mom. I do what's called a phoner, and to greet me, they had a bunch of boxes of Peeps. They had yellow Peeps. They had purple Peeps. They had pink Peeps. Pink Peeps are kind of scary. They're a little fluorescent. The purple pastel Peeps were pervasive in my palate.
Wow.
You know, at some point you just kind of keep wanting to use P words. Yeah. And the thing is, like, I looked at the nutrient content of the.
Of a peep. You probably shouldn't
There's
have
done a
that.
Lot of sugar. And what I love is that it's. What do you think the serving size is of peeps? What do you think the. Like,
one chicken peep.
No, it's five.
Five.
So their
oh, wow.
tally is for five peeps. Hmm. And it's that I can't decide what's worse, that sugar coating. Or what's on the inside.
How do they come up with serving size? Is it the amount that they assume a typical person eats? Or is it just what makes sense on the box?
I think they'll measure. I don't know. Ted might know more about this because he's often quick with the nutritional information.
That's a lot of the consumer groups say this is something that needs to be regulated because, you know, they will put on the front of the bottle 60 calories per serving. Serving is a quarter ounce. And they say we need to make these realistic serving sizes. And they are currently unregulated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, they're unregulated because you can get like a Mountain Dew and it looks nice, but serving size is a third of the bottle.
Yeah. But the thing is, so five peeps. And who eats? Here's the thing. Do you eat five peeps? How many peeps can you eat in one sitting?
Two tops.
Two. I agree.
They're pretty much only good for the microwave.
I had two and I went for the third and I bit its head off and I thought, no, I'm done. I'm done with these peeps.
You guys are doing this all wrong.
Why are we doing this all wrong?
I discovered recently that there is an appropriate way to eat a peep that makes it just fundamentally better.
There's no appropriate way to eat a peep. You're using words that make no sense.
No, it just makes it so much better. And it'll surprise you
I can't. Appropriate peep eating?
It's appropriate peep eating.
Okay. What's the appropriate peep eating?
So I believe that the best way to consume a peep is about a whole week stale.
Oh,
like,
God.
Just leave it out of the box for like few days, just sitting. And then when it's nice and crunchy, oh, my God, it's so much better.
So it's like snappable?
Snappable, yeah. What? It's not the little soft marshmallow thing anymore.
So you can't pull it like
you don't need to do that with
it. So it's like packing foam. It's a little bit like packing. Am I wrong?
I think it's more enjoyable. What I would go with is a much more a crispier, more enjoyable snack product.
I wonder if there's a way for you to like cut out the middleman of letting it sit for a week to get stale. Because stale,
can I just
like,
buy stale peeps? I don't know.
I bet you. I'm sure you can. There's got to be. I'm sure there's a way. But like, I don't know. I don't like
Try it.
There's bad things that happen. It's oxidizing. I don't think that's good.
Bacteria. Doing great things.
It makes it harden. You're
in my
eating
mouth.
Fossilized peeps. I'm not comfortable with this.
But you know the ingredients in peep. Could it really get
sugar,
that much worse?
Sugar. I think there's sugar, and then there's sugar with sugar, and then I think there's also corn syrup. With sugar.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. And a week old sounds better.
Oh my. No, a week old. Yeah, I'm not comfortable with your digestive behavior with your peeps.
I'm alive.
Your peeps performance is perplexing.
Okay.
This is Patty Vasquez on WGN. This is Patty Vasquez and I'm concerned about Craig's peeps performance and
I don't know why you are.
You have to leave it behind us. Put it behind you.
I just pulled up Google and I typed in stale peep just to see if other people do what I do and it auto-filled the rest of the sentence to stale peeps taste better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My girlfriend agrees.
Google thinks so.
You Google to see if other people do what you do.
I did.
Is this something
right
you usually
now,
do?
There's a Facebook page, Stale Peeps Taste Better. I'm going to join it.
What? There's a group? Is there a support
group? No, I'm going to link this. Yeah, I need to know this. Yeah.
That's, you know what?
Don't worry about iDot in the back.
You need
in the background there.
Right.
That's okay. Just iDot.
Are they
fine.
Pulling us over? Do we need help? Are we?
Those are the Minutemen, and I got to say, they are probably the most unsung of emergency responders ever.
I think that you're right about that.
And these guys are the first ones on these multi-car pileups, these car fires that are in active lanes of traffic on the Kennedy. They are the first ones there. They're the ones pulling the bodies out of the wreckage.
Oh.
No one ever hears about these
guys. Do they have medical training? I don't think
they're paramedic certified, but I believe they're first aid and CPR and everything. Yeah. So they will do what they can until the paramedics get there.
Oh, that's intense.
But man, those guys work hard and they risk their lives every single shift.
Well, that is a heartfelt thank you from Ted Novak and from us as well. So there you go. Thank you very much for you're right. I don't really think about it. I'm like, oh, there's a yellow truck. That means the traffic's going to come to a stop.
Yeah, they do a lot more than change tires or give you an extra gallon of gas if you can't make it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, I always thought about them and mostly the accidents. I saw a car like all the way up on a hill off the Edens. That's somebody who made a mistaken judgment. Well, let's find out what's going on with the rest of the news. Here with our 12:30 news update is Bob Kessler. Huh. This is Patty Vasquez. I'm live in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. And producer Craig Collins has a perplexing propensity for peep eating. Peep, is there a P word for eating?
Are you writing these down during the breaks or something?
No, I'm not at all. It's just right off the... You know who got me started was Heidi Weiss, who wrote a review about me. She said I was loud and predictable, if pert and polished. So, and it's always bothered me that she didn't have a P word for loud.
Right.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's one.
I think there's one.
Percussionist. That's loud.
A little confusing.
I know. It would be very confusing for a comedian.
She's a percussionist.
She's a percussionist.
I can't even say it.
So we are getting texters. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. From the 630. Absolutely. Best way to eat peeps is to leave them out for several days.
Agree, 630.
I don't think that anything should improve with the exposure to air. It's not really the way it's supposed to go.
I don't know.
847. Yep. Craig is right slice. Right slice?
Oh, that's there should be a period there for you.
Right. Slice the peas. there's punctuation problems.
Craig is right.
Craig is right. Exclamation point.
Exactly.
Slice a Pete's package open and let sit for a week. Not a peep eater myself, but that's how my wife and kids do it.
Smart kids.
Wife. What about the wife?
And the wife. Smart
She's
wife.
She's working
smart
the peeps.
Kids.
Yeah.
I'm sure the kids showed the wife.
She's playing the peep propaganda. I don't. That makes no sense.
I don't
want
to even compete. I don't want to try. You're better at this.
I'm done. I think I'm out of P words. No. I'll think of something. I'll ponder it.
Okay.
I'll perpetually ponder the propensity for peep purchases.
I feel like I should be good at this because my name's an alliteration. Craig Collins.
Yeah, that's all you got, though.
That's all I got.
What else is there with the C words?
I got nothing else.
I got C words. We have in the studio with us Toy Rivers, who has an event coming up next Sunday. Is it next Sunday, the 27th? Yeah. It's upon us.
It is.
It is. I'm very excited. We are doing a fundraiser, a shop and laugh. Get all up in that microphone. You're so soft-spoken.
I know.
So you're doing this event for Avon's Breast Cancer, right? For the
yes.
fundraiser?
Avon Walk for Breast Cancer, the Chicago Walk. They do a couple throughout the
year.
What do you call this country?
I'm contagious. What's the word? This paradise. Is it a P word you're looking for? I've thrown you off. You were looking for a P word.
That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
So anyway, we are doing a fundraiser, and Patty will be our comedian of the evening. So you all should
of the day? Because I think it's an early, it's like late afternoon.
Late afternoon. You're okay. Right. It starts at 12.
Okay.
And then Patty goes on at 3:30. So they're shopping. A little bit of drinking,
a little bit
snacks.
Mm-hmm. Well, the nice thing it's laughs. Early in the day, so you can like sleep it off before you go to work on Monday.
Exactly.
Yes. So we're going to be at the Rosemont Zanies for Shop and Laugh
to find a cure.
To find a cure. I got to get the whole title down.
Shop
and Laugh to find a cure.
Yes.
Okay.
So tickets can be purchased on Eventbrite, except you have to use the ampersand. Is that the correct word?
What's an ampersand?
The correct? And symbol.
The at symbol.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No,
it's
the and
symbol.
Yeah. Ampersand.
Yeah.
I don't use these words. I just the thingamajiggy.
But you can string all those peas together.
That could be out of context.
Wow.
String all those peas together. Okay. So go to Eventbrite.
Yes. And type in shop ampersand. Mm-hmm. Laugh to find a cure, and it'll bring it up. It'll bring up the ticket options.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some prizes given away. There'll be people that you can shop with. You can have fun. You can listen to Patty.
Okay, so it's shop and the symbol for and.
Right.
And apparently it's ampersand. Hashtag. No, ampersand at symbol. Shop and symbol.
I should have thought about that before I did it, huh?
The ant symbol. Look, picking out a title is never an easy thing to do. It's my superpower, by the way. You did not ask me. I would have. No, this is great. Shop and laugh. Yes,
I think Craig. Ampersand is a pretty well-known thing. She did a fine job.
Thank you.
It's not.
She did a great job. I am the idiot. I'm fine with being. I'm fine with being the idiot.
A lot of people have heard.
Look, I've had 2 hours of sleep and way too much gelato for one day. Okay,
or maybe not enough gelato.
Plus, I tucked my dress into my underwear. I'm a little bit. And then you got in my car and made me scream. It has been a very long day.
You should have some peeps.
I should have some peeps.
Stale peeps.
Perhaps I should have some peeps.
I love that you can string all those peeps together and then not say statistics.
I can't. Statistics. I got it now. Now that it's not there anymore. 100th anniversary. Look, now that it's not important. I can do all that stuff. Okay, so shop and laugh at Eventbrite. No, I'm doing it wrong.
Shop and laugh to find a cure.
Okay.
But it will pop up just under shop and laugh. On Eventbrite.
Okay.
It's where the tickets are going to be purchased. If you go on Zany's Rosemont's website, you can actually click on the 27th.
Okay.
There's a link that will take you to it, so you don't have to worry about the ampersand. And there's a couple different categories. So tickets range between $30 and $50, and then it'll give you a description of what the ticket comes with.
Okay.
And all the proceeds
will
go to... I am
giving $50 foot massages. Is that what you've asked me to do? I have... That's how we get the prices up.
Hey.
We have two to go. I will wear latex gloves when I do.
Do you have right of refusal? I was going to ask that because if not, then I have myself a little drawer I'm going to take care of. Make sure I can get someone up to this event.
I've always wondered that about the women who do pedicures. I mean, like this, they see some nasty things.
They have to have some point where they can say, "I'm sorry, I can't.
No,
I'm not qualified for this."
I don't know that they do.
I think they can, but I don't think they. I've never seen anyone.
Craig is rendered speechless by the imagery of nasty feet.
The only thing I've ever thought in my whole life is, and I don't get pedicures very often, but if I ever do get one, I want to have really nasty feet going in. I want it to be worth it,
as bad as possible.
Yeah, I don't want to like. Do my nails for like clip my nails for weeks and then go in.
Oh,
and do that.
No, it's not good for your feet and your
nails.
Well,
but you know, it's worth the. It's a really good pedicure then, I guess. It's a really worth it pedicure.
Do you also eat like Doritos and Cheetos and Oreos before you go to the dentist?
Yes,
just
as
get
much,
that all
as
up
much
in
as
there.
I can. I just go in with a bunch of hard candy in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Jawbreakers.
So he has a euro before he goes.
Oh,
nice and onion-y.
Onions.
I've never been refused too, by the way, for the pedicure. I have had some pretty bad feet.
You've had pedicures?
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
Ted, have you had a pedicure?
I had one once because I lost a bet.
Oh, wow. Yes. You had to be coerced
into
it.
Didn't you like it?
No, I was embarrassed and mortified the entire time. Now, I mean, and I am not one of those guys who completely ignores the necessary maintenance that must be done on feet. But I think that's something a guy does in the privacy of his home bathroom behind a closed door. That is not something for public display, which is kind of what you are when you're in those big bark lounger things you guys sit in.
I had one woman, you know, she spoke a different language, and she held my foot up, showed it to somebody else, and they both laughed. She showed the bottom of my foot to somebody. That was a good moment. That's something that stays with you for a long time. Yeah. I know. I looked at my foot. I'm like, maybe she like reads like, you know, the bottom of feet like palm readers.
And something. They just have a really bad.
She saw something really humorous on the bottom of my foot. Yeah, that was startling. That makes it hard for me.
Maybe they're just fans of your comedy and they were just making a completely different joke.
Yeah.
The foot wasn't even a part of it.
They wanted to be in my act.
Yeah.
People are always going out of their way to be in my act. So coming up next Sunday is the Shop and Laugh for a Cure at Rosemont Zane. No. Don't laugh at me if I get it wrong.
To find a cure.
To find a cure.
For breast cancer.
Okay.
Get it?
No. Okay. Go to Zany's.
There's like seven ampersands in there, too. You just find them all.
Go to Zany's Rosemont. Right. Go to Zany's.com, and there's a link to Rosemont. They have a great layout for their page. And there's also a link to your event for Sunday,
right.
the 27th.
So on their calendar, on the 27th, it'll show up, and you can click on it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about typing anything except the amount of tickets you'd like to purchase.
Okay, so we have an opportunity for you tonight. What do you want to do with this really cool breast cancer awareness baseball hat?
So we're going to do the next person who purchases a ticket will get a free the baseball cap with the pink ribbon.
I should get a picture of it. I don't have a camera. I have one. So they go to the website.
Yes.
You go ahead and take a picture of it too. We'll both put it on there. Take a picture of your lovely hat. And you'll get a free hat.
Yes.
With the next purchase.
So it'll show up automatically when a purchase comes through, and then you will be able to pick it up at the event.
All right. So we'll do a link to that, too. So if you haven't gotten the information, it'll be on my Facebook page. You can go to Patty V Show, and we will put that up there for you, too. And you're going to have shopping. You're going to have, are you going to have samples? Or what kind of shopping is there going to be?
There is going to be different vendors will come through. So there'll be jewelry, there'll be clothing, there'll be just a variety of items out there.
Accessories, like accessories. Like purses and things?
Yes, cool. A variety of things for you to shop. There'll be some cancer paraphernalia.
Okay, well, information. Yeah, P-word. I'm going to take a picture of you. Go ahead. No, keep talking. You can't stop talking because I'm not going to talk for a second. Okay. Tell us what else is going to be at the event.
Now I feel like I'm on the spot.
Yeah.
There will be...
ampersand. I am so slap happy. It's totally my fault, Toy. Go ahead.
Okay, so there will be a variety of vendors. There'll be some sipping of some alcoholic beverages for those of you who don't drink.
So elaborate about it. There'll be sipping. You're trying to find P words, aren't you? There's a preponderance of paraphernalia.
I was like, sipping is not a P word.
It's all right. I felt like you were searching for one.
No. And there will be a comedy with Patty, who starts at 3:30.
Okay.
And, you know, we're just going to have some fun. We'll get some information out there. If anyone's interested in doing the walk, there'll be some information there on how to sign up if you're interested, or if you want just more information about possibly doing it next year as well.
Okay. So go buy a ticket right now. And the first person to buy a ticket will receive a baseball hat. Really cute hat for breast cancer awareness. It's black with a pink ribbon. I like that hat a lot. Yeah. And you have the walk is coming up in May.
Well, it's actually June 1st. It's the first day. It's a 2-day.
If I could get all the information incorrect for you for your very important event, that would be really good. I think that's probably the best way to do a fundraiser is to have me talk about it when I haven't had enough sleep. Craig has disappeared. He's under the desk. He can't take it anymore. If she says ampersand one more time, I'm leaving. I'm leaving the producer's booth. I can't take it. Okay, so you're doing the walk on June 1st. It's over a weekend.
Yes, and Saturday, Sunday.
You do not camp out with all the walkers because they stink. Why? Because
no, they do. Well, okay.
There's some odors. There's going to be some odors.
But that's not why. I just personally find it difficult to sleep in a park in Chicago with thousands of strangers.
Okay.
And I
do you prefer to sleep in a park in Chicago with no strangers? Is that?
Yeah, actually, I would.
It seemed like a very specific type of sleeping you don't like to do. I'm just checking.
Yeah, I'm not a... Yeah.
Do you ever sleep in a park?
Not in recent years, no.
Did you ever go camping? Do you ever go... No?
Like when I was younger, yeah.
Okay.
But there wasn't like a whole park full of... I mean, these are like thousands of people.
Okay. But that would seem like there would be safety in numbers.
Yeah, but then
I'm going to make her cancel her hotel reservation right now.
Then you have to shower on a truck.
Yeah, that's wrong. Okay.
But it is amazing how much electricity they have going out there.
So they have like a Wi-Fi hookup?
You can. It's like being in a hotel, except you're sleeping in a park with thousands of strangers on the ground.
And what hotel are you staying at? And your room number, if we could give that information out.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people who post all that type of information for the world to see. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're going to... So you do the walk. It's how many miles on the first day?
The first day is 26.2, and the second day is 13.1. We usually start at Soldier Field.
Usually? Do they move the location?
Well, I've only been doing it for 4 years.
Okay.
So I don't know what happened previous to that. But yes, we started Soldier Field.
Okay. That'll be fun. Are you out in the middle of the field? Or are you like around
the track?
It's
actually not on the football field.
Okay.
It's kind of like in the outlot.
Okay.
So they have us get together. They tell us how much money we've raised thus far.
And you want to be part of those numbers. So you could go to our event next Sunday at the Rosemont Zanies, and your numbers will be part of that total.
That's true.
If you participate, come and shop, laugh, you buy stuff. It's part of the shopping thing, probably.
Well, you know.
Let's take a quick break so I can sort of recoup any P words that I'm pondering. No, I've used ponder too many times now on WGN 720. This is Patty Vasquez, and I'm trying to make sure that we let people know how to win this baseball hat for breast cancer awareness. You can go to the Eventbrite site and go to Shop and Laugh. Finish it for me. Oh, well, you know what? If I do this, Shop and Laugh to Find the Cure.
Yes.
And that's the entire title.
Yes.
The next person to buy tickets wins the baseball hat. So go to Eventbrite, go to Shop and Laugh.
To Find a Cure.
To Find a Cure. You got to walk me all the way through it. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
Also an exclamation point.
All I know is you took your headphones off because you're like, I can't listen to myself anymore. I hope you're listening to my... Are you listening to my show? Is it okay if you listen to this show?
Yeah, it's just me. Like, hearing myself is weird.
All right.
You are wonderful.
Oh, no, so are you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the next person to buy tickets will win this really cool baseball hat. And as soon as I figure out how to put the link on my Facebook page, it will be a little bit easier for you. And maybe producer Craig, is that your name? Okay, thank you. Collins, Craig Collins. There's a lot going on in my head. The show inside my head, totally even more off track than this one. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
I'm impressed you can juggle two shows, the one going on inside your head and this one.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that's impressive.
This one, I'm like, why am I wearing Spanx on the radio? I don't understand why that was necessary. I don't need to be a can of biscuits for people listening at home.
It's true.
I'm going to go off. I'm going to take these off. I'm going to go to the bathroom, do the rest of the show commando, leave this chair for Steve Cochran. That's happening.
Can we sell those at the shop and laugh to find a cure?
The Spanx or the chair? I think the chair is probably better to sell than the Spanx. The Spanx, that's just wrong.
Silent auction.
Silent auction.
Patty Spanx.
No,
Patty's chair.
Patty Spanxless office chair, I think that's a better.
There you go.
We've got a big nod from Craig and the producers. Oh, this is happening. Okay, so we're going to be at Zany's Rosemont, which is a great comedy club, by the way. Craig has been to the one on Wells. This one in Rosemont is in the middle of an entertainment district that's really cool. You've got like bowling and you've got Toby Keith's I Love This Bar. It's so cool. And Movie Co., which you're coming to The Matrix next month.
Yeah, I got to go to that.
Yeah, you have to go to that.
Yeah.
You didn't come to Field of Dreams.
I didn't. I should have. But The Matrix, how do you pass that
up? How do you not go to that?
I don't know.
I think I can go that. I think I'm off that night. Dan Dibert will be here that night for the rest of that week because I have to go to the Movie Co. to see The Matrix. So I'm taking the whole week off to recover from that.
How do I get this job?
No, I'm going to be doing shows for – I mean, I have a lot of events coming up. I have that Laughter Heals with Mike Yeo. We have a lot of fundraisers coming up in May, I think, the end of this month. But yours is first. So people get ahead of it. And it's going to be a different show that I'm going to be doing. This is Lipstick Mom. This is a story about wanting to be a mom and then becoming the mother of a child with a disability and turning out to be the mom I need to be, which has been a much more fulfilling path than I would have ever imagined. So it's humor, but it's also storytelling. And I think that I hope that you like it. And our WGN listeners are invited to come join us next Sunday, April 27th at the Zany's in Rosemont. You can go to zanys.com and click to Rosemont. You can also go do the whole thing. You do it. Toy.
Shop and laugh to find a cure.
On what?
On Eventbrite.
On Eventbrite. So there you go. So the tickets are $30 to $50. There's different packages you can qualify for with the ticket price.
Exactly.
Words. I can use them coming out of my face. Do you eat peeps?
I do not.
You do not eat peeps?
I don't know.
You seem angry about it. You know,
because
I'm suspicious of peeps.
I am.
Why are you suspicious?
They're a very polarizing
snack.
Because it's weird.
There's a ball of fluff, and then it gets...
They're not that fluffy. They're spongy. I would say they're more spongy than
spongy,
fluff.
Okay, spongy, fine. But then they get hard, and that doesn't... Okay, you know what, Patty?
I don't know if Nick DiGilio uses other people on my show to
he does.
For out of context. So first they're soft and then they get hard. Yes, if you leave them out for a few days, that's why that happens. Yes. But I don't think that's safe. It can't be safe to like the chemical changes that it goes through oxidation.
But it's just sugar. I mean, it's...
Will you, Craig, do some research on our peeps and find out what the nutritional content is, the ingredients therein, because we are pondering the perplexity of peeps. We're peeping along. She just snorted. Can you mark the time and date? That was the first snort on the Patty Vasquez show.
It was not the first snort.
It wasn't? Who was the first snort?
I can't even remember, but there have been other snorts.
I've made people snort before.
Yes.
Those of you wondering where the bedtime news story is, we are going to come back to that tomorrow. Roger Badish has the night off, as does producer Keith Conrad. I, by the way, I do demand that my producers have alliteration in their names, Craig Collins and Keith Conrad. I actually made him change his name to Conrad with a K. I hope that's okay with everyone.
What people will do for a job, huh?
I'm saying. And so the bedtime news story is going to be tomorrow. And instead, we replace it with Toy snorting on our show. Because she's got a great event coming up next week. I can't wait to do the Zany's. I haven't done Lipstick Mom in a comedy club since I did it once at Zany's on Wells. We did it also at the Royal George Theater, which was a lot of fun. I'll be doing it at the Beverly Arts Center.
Crystal
Why are you
Lake.
Pointing at me? Crystal Lake at the Rouse Center.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. Are you guys? And you guys are so nice. You come to my shows. I try to change it up just for you. I don't even care about the rest of the people in the audience. I care. No, I don't mean I care.
Probably not the thing you want to
that's
tell
people.
That's
not what I mean. I don't care. How do I put it? I mean, I do my show to the best of my ability, but if you're there, I want to make sure that you see something different. I try to push myself a little bit more. For other audiences, I want to give them the best show that they haven't seen yet. Not that I don't care. You're right. That's not terrible. I'm a horrible person.
I think naturally, though, you do, because you kind of go with what's happening in the audience anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's always a little different even.
Yeah, I try to. There were a couple guys talking at my show the other night. And you know how I get. But I was in a new club, so I couldn't come off the stage. And these guys, full-blown conversation. Not even aware of people around them. Why are you looking at me like, full-blown cannot be taken out of context. Not on WGN. We're right here.